Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode number 114 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you again from the Ditch That Textbook World headquarters, my house here in Indiana. And I'm standing here in my office looking at the list of all of the presenters we're going to have in the Ditch That Textbook Digital Summit. I know I'm talking about it again. It's our free online conference that we do for teachers every year. Everything is truly free, free, free presentations. There's going to be more than 50 presentations available, video presentations on a wide variety of topics from great, interesting, inspiring presenters. You can get free certificates for professional development credit. If you haven't registered yet, ditchsummit.com is the place to go. If you're listening to this when the summit isn't going on, which is in December and early January, then feel free to head to ditchsummit.com anyway and get signed up, and we will send you an email notification when the next one is coming around. Anyway, I'm looking at the presenter list, and I wanted to tell you just a little bit about who's here and why I'm so excited about having them. So on the list, the one at the top of the list I'm looking at right now is Austin Kleon. And if you've not heard of his books, they are some of my favorite books on the topic of creativity. He's written Steal Like an Artist, Show Your Work, and Keep Going. And I really love the idea of steal like an artist. You know, he basically says that all art, all creative processes, anything that you make is to some degree theft, because you're stealing from other people's ideas, you're mimicking the people who you respect and kind of turning it into your own, and that's okay. So he talks about why that's so important in what we do as educators. There's Jam Gamble. Jam Gamble is a former educator. She now does a lot of public speaking and coaching, and she's going to talk about the importance of student voice and how we can help our students empower their voices. She talks about how when she was a kid, she was the chatty kid, and how she didn't feel like her voice was valued and how important that is. We've got Jamie Donnelly. Jamie is going to talk all about augmented reality and virtual reality, which is something that is becoming more and more popular and prevalent in the education world. And just to kind of help us wrap our brains around what it is, what's out there, how we can use it in the classroom. We've got Omar Lopez, and I was so inspired by this presentation. I've heard Omar talk about this a couple times before, and I thought, man, I've got to get him on the summit. He teaches in a school district in far southern Texas, right down near the U.S.-Mexico border. And with his students, his middle school students, he has taken project-based learning to another level, where it's not just let's come up with some projects and do them. They're creating projects that are driving community awareness of problems in their area and actually trying to get them solved. So this is more like solving problems in the community than it is let's come up with some sort of project that we can do here in class. Another presenter on the list is me. I'm going to be talking about some of the cool things that are coming out of my upcoming book, Tech Like a Pirate. If you've heard of the book Teach Like a Pirate by Dave Burgess, this is kind of a follow-up to that of how you can use technology to create a memorable experience. And so I'm going to be talking about some of the things you can learn in my book and some of the cool things that you can do to really catch students' attention, catch them by surprise, and make learning memorable. There's Tony Jackson. Tony Jackson is a fourth grade, I believe he's a fourth grade teacher. And one of his superpowers is poetry. And so he talks about how poetry works in his class, how he uses it to help his students remember things, how even his students are becoming empowered to do poetry and rap and hip hop and all of that, spoken word. But Tony talks about how even though poetry may not be your thing, you probably still have a thing, and how can you find out what your thing is and find out how that passion can be tapped into what you teach? We're going to be talking to some folks from, I say folks, I'm not sure if it's one or two of them because I haven't recorded this one yet, from Hacking STEM, which is a project from Microsoft, and they have these really cool STEM projects that you and your students can do that are really, really low budget that help you to gather data, create some kind of like robotic things, use sensors. It's all real low cost. It's a pretty cool thing. We've got Pooja Agarwal and Patrice Bain. And if you heard yesterday's episode, we were talking about some stuff from their book, Powerful Teaching, which taps into the power of brain science and how we can actually use it to teach better and for students to learn better in our classrooms. And finally, we have Nate and Angie Ridgway. They were my co-authors in the book, Don't Ditch That Tech, which we wrote that is all about doing differentiated instruction with technology. And we asked the question, can technology help us to do better differentiated instruction so that we can meet our students where they are and meet their unique needs? And the answer we found was yes, absolutely. So we're going to be sharing some of our best takeaways from that book. So 9 brand new presenters this year. We've got dozens of other ones from previous years that you'll have access to. So there's all sorts of stuff to check out. In 2019, this year, it's going to be from December 21st through January 8th, 2020. So be sure to head over to ditchsummit.com to get registered so you don't miss a thing. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.